and we're going to chat now with Zeke. Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy.
You have so many things going on. I'm wondering, what is he going to talk about, really? Because there's so many things.
Just one. I give you a choice.
Yes, but it's impressive, right?
Because there's lots of stuff happening.
Well, this is
As you said, it's the fall. It's la rentrée.
It's fall, la rentrée.
And there's
is
a
true.
Whole whack of stuff. I'm actually going to take two shows in one.
Woo!
Russell T. Gordon had a show at the Visual Arts Center in Westmount, the McClure Gallery, which closed. Mm-hmm. You missed it. It closed on Saturday. However, you go out to the West Island, to Point Claire.
Yes.
And
you went all the way to the West Island.
I went out to the West Island because Russell T. Gordon's show is kick-ass. But it's the sort of thing where at Stuart Hall, there is a second part of his show. Mm. Yeah, they're both called Over Easy Metaphor en Série. And it's an interesting... How would I go about saying it? First of all, Russell T. Gordon is probably about like 18 feet tall. He is like the largest gentleman I have ever seen in my life, I think. Actually, probably not the largest gentleman I've ever seen in my life, but probably the largest gentleman I've ever shook hands with. Mm. He wouldn't fit in the studio. He's also something he looks like he's about 40, but I think he's Methuselah's age. He's really, really old. And he's been around for a while. He's got lots and lots of paintings. That's why he needed two galleries to hold his paintings. And it's basically a retrospective of his stuff because he used to teach at Concordia. He started teaching at Concordia. This is where you know he's really old. He started teaching at Concordia in 1974 before there was a Concordia. It was actually not, there was no Concordia before he came there.
That's right.
And he taught painting there for years. He retired in 89 or something like that. And for about the past 20 years, all he's done is painted. He hasn't had to do anything else. And so as you figure, if he's been retired for 20 years, he's up there. But he doesn't look it at all. As I said, he looks about 40. Anyhow, sort of thing where his early paintings, before he had come to Concordia, which wasn't Concordia, he was fixated on eggs. And he had chickens and eggs. And he tells a wonderful, wonderful story of how he had roosters when he was living on Saint-François-Xavier. And on the other morning show that I do, sometimes they play this thing, Bucky Bacaw, which is all about chickens and urban getting your own eggs. And figuring that Russell T. Gordon was doing that way back when. And you say, I'm going to have to go find out where he lived on Saint-François-Xavier, figure out this history.
Which is in old Montreal.
Yes, exactly. And imagine roosters.
Rooster. Wow.
No, he had two roosters.
Two roosters.
Yeah, and he painted lots of portraits of them, and there are a bunch of them, or not a bunch of them, there are a couple of them that are at the Stuart Hall thing, and those are wonderful because there's definitely two types of paintings that Russell Gordon does, and one is the figurative stuff where you can actually recognize things like chickens, fried eggs, and light bulbs, and then there are the other ones where it's pretty much abstract art with sort of stuff that you can't recognize at all. Things that look like that. But you can't see it. I can put some pictures up on the various blog sites and stuff like that afterwards and so on. But yes, no, it's actually... his light bulbs, there's one... What's it called here? Some Ideas on Their Way to Happen, which I thought was a absolutely spectacular painting. And then another one, which is A New Day, New Idea. And those are some of his earlier ones from the 1970s and so on. And basically what they are is they're that big, which you can definitely see on the radio, but they're really big paintings. And New Day, New Idea is a large portrait of a rooster with a light bulb over its head. And the whole idea that the light bulb stands in for the idea and the rooster stands in for the new day, which is where you get the whole idea of the metaphor en série. Because there's a whole reason why the title, and it's the over easy, is obviously the eggs. And there it's the sort of thing where the eggs, there's certain paintings of fried eggs, which are then standing in for other things as well.
I have a question.
Shoot.
So it was in two spaces.
Yes.
And is that because there's a celebration of his artwork, or is there just an exhibit just like that?
Because
it sounds like there's all of his collection,
yes,
a sense of collection.
Yeah, there's a humongous amount of stuff at... the McClure, there were 13 pieces, 13 paintings, and at Stuart Hall, there were 28.
Wow.
And so, it's like 40, 53 or something like that. And they're all like, they're not small paintings at all.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because to be able to host those type of sizes of frames and everything.
That large.
Wow.
And yet,
transport that over as well is another logistics to figure out.
He's just a, I told you, he's a big guy. He's right, just stuck him in his knapsack.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Yes, all 50 of them, right?
Anyhow, there's the whole other stuff, which is his abstract art, where those, for the most part, are titled after song titles, stuff, jazz song titles, Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, things like that, Mysterioso, Round Midnight, and so on and so forth. And there, the thing that I find absolutely fabulous, and I'm actually going to try and work this out over time, is that apparently when he paints, he really likes music, but he likes the music that you don't like. He likes old jazz.
No, I do like old jazz.
Oh, you just were telling me that you
No, you do not. You listen. Selective listening happens to Zeke.
All the time. You only listen to what you want to hear.
I love old jazz, but I have to be in the space to listen to it.
Okay.
I can't just be at home listening to it unless I have some sort of... I'm a very atmospheric person, I guess. So it's jazz and I need to be in a space. It's okay. A very odd thing.
Okay. Well, I imagine Russell has to be in a space as well. It's called the studio.
I guess so. A studio as well works.
His abstract paintings are basically where he just works on texture and color. And it's the sort of thing where he will he's got one sort of technique is the term, where he basically dips the brush into paint and then spackles, sort of throws it up against the canvas. And so it ends up being a lot of splatter drops, and he changes the color and stuff like that. So it ends up looking a little bit like marble or some sort of rock type of concrete, marble or what's the other fancy stone? I'm spacing on that one anyhow, but it's
marble.
I said marble. The other one.
I'm thinking of terracotta for some reason.
No, not terracotta. No. Terracotta is very smooth and very one color. But it's the sort of thing where he gets into just the whole Zen concept of just boom, 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 boom. And then would be one part of one of the paintings, and there'd be a large circle, and there'd be a whole nother sort of texture concept color coming out of it, and there's large swoopy curls and so on. And what I want to try and do is go back to the original songs that the paintings are named after, go listen to them while looking at the paintings and see if I can't figure out which part of the painting corresponds to the bridge, which part corresponds to the chorus, which part of the painting corresponds to the solos, which corresponds to the melody, and so on. Because I'm fairly certain that just because it's the way that he says that he makes the paintings, is he's not really mapping them out and figuring out beforehand. They just sort of come spontaneously. And I would imagine, and he listens to the songs over and over and over again because he really likes Thelonious, particularly Thelonious Monk. And I'm certain that there is some corroboration, coordination, some sort of correlation, some connection, that would be the best word to use, connection, between the paintings and the songs themselves. However, it's the sort of thing of getting the songs into the same room as the paintings, or the paintings into the same room as the songs, is not the easiest thing in the world, because they are rather large paintings, and so on.
And how many hours? I can only imagine how many hours you must spend.
Well, yeah, he did. He says they take a long time to make.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And yeah, they got a catalog as well, which is a very cool thing. Yeah, I got to mention out that my friend Maurice Forget is the guy who curated the whole thing and is the one who organized it, and he's the one who wrote both galleries into doing it. And the whole idea that, because it's over the past 20 years, Russell has not really shown his paintings anywhere, and so he sort of disappeared off the face of the earth, but he didn't really. He just retired a little bit, because prior to him retiring, he was showing all over the place in California, in the United States, in Europe, in your favorite as well, Sweden.
Yes.
I'm confusing things here. I think he exhibited in Denmark, where he was hanging out.
Denmark,
in
I love Copenhagen.
Okay.
Nonetheless.
And he was hanging out there as well. Anyhow, if you want to go see stuff, because I think I've been talking a long time about Russell Gordon's paintings.
It's very descriptive, Zeke. I totally envisioned what you were talking about. So I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going to be at.
My guess is, I know that you go out to Stuart Hall, which is at 176 Lakeshore Road in Pointe Claire. All you got to do is take the 211 and then some other bus, and it gets you right there. It only takes about...
Some other bus.
Well, yeah.
I like that. Well, I'm wondering, isn't there a direct bus? No?
The Lakeshore, but that's like the Milk Run. It takes you 17 hours to get there. So you take the 211 and then some other bus, at which point it gets you there in a reasonable amount of time. And that's going on until the 17th, so you've still got plenty of time to go see it. And Stuart Hall is open Monday through 7 days a week. How do you like that? Mm. But they only open at 1 in the afternoon, so don't show up early. I would guess, and I will be checking it out later to make sure. You can double check with me next week to find out if I'm right, but I would guess, because the paintings of Russell's that are at the Visual Arts Center, and the show closed on Saturday, but I bet you they haven't been taken off the walls. And so if you go to Victoria and just below Sherbrooke, it's on, where's the address here? 350 Victoria in Westmount, and you look into the windows, you can probably see all of the paintings that Russell Gordon has at the Visual Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Today, I would guess somewhere later today, tomorrow, something like that, they're going to be trucking them out there. But this morning, they're still likely to be up. And it is very, very cool. A very, very nice show. Very well done thing. And, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Zeke.
No problem. My pleasure.
Yeah. Alternate art perspective. Very descriptive. Very nice. And it's... it's definitely something a lot of artists, not a lot, but I guess, but a select few are so talented, are able to interpret music into their art. I don't think everyone can just do that. Well,
if you're lucky, if you have synesthesia.
Synesthesia?
Yeah, that's where you see sound or you hear color.
Ooh.
Well, or you taste, whatchamacallit, when your senses get confused. And so it's as opposed to seeing color, you taste it, or as opposed to hearing sound, you see it. It's the when your nerves are crossing over, and doing all.
We've learned something today. Higher sense of consciousness. See, things you learn about.
Okay.
On the show, thanks, Zeke.
No problem. My pleasure.
We're gonna go to some messages, and then we're gonna go straight to Sabrina's Secret Stash. Do stay tuned.